backlash in billions. CEOs have AI psychosis. Aaron Brockovich wants data center answers, and the money still flows. Good morning. Welcome to the AI Morning Brief. It's Monday, June 1st, 2026, and the theme today is tension. The gap between the wild money still pouring into AI infrastructure and a growing chorus of people asking, wait, who actually signed off on this? Box founder Aaron Levy lit up tech social media this week by calling out what he calls CEO, AI psychosis. The pattern of executives making billion-dollar AI bets based on hype and analyst decks rather than hands-on experience. TechCrunch's equity podcast unpacked the fallout. What's clear is a real and widening split. DuckDuckGo says installs are up 30% since Google doubled down on AI search. College graduation ceremonies were marked by students booing any mention of AI. And companies that are too AI-pilled are starting to lose user trust at exactly the moment adoption is supposed to be accelerating. Meanwhile, Aaron Brockovich, yes, the real one, has launched a public map of data centers across the United States, built from nearly 4,000 community submissions. What are people complaining about the most? Not noise, not water usage, not the electricity bills. The number one concern, appearing in report after report, is one word: transparency. Brockovich isn't anti-AI, she's anti-secrecy. Permits secured before public announcements. Developers who don't return calls. Local officials who signed NDAs before their neighbors knew anything was happening. This story and the CEO backlash story are really the same story. The physical layer and the product layer of AI are both hitting a trust crisis at the same time. On the intellectual property front, Casey Green, the artist behind the "This is fine" meme, the dog sitting calmly in a burning room, settled this weekend with AI startup Artisan. The company had run bus and subway ads in New York and San Francisco using a riff on his iconic image, with the dog in flames promoting their AI sales rep product. Green publicly called it out as theft, told his followers to vandalize the ads, and applied real social pressure. Within weeks, Artisan pulled the ads, and the two parties confirmed a resolution. It's one of the first clean resolution cases in AI art IP disputes, where public pressure from a creator actually moved a company. It won't be the last. On the infrastructure side, SoftBank announced it will invest up to 75 billion euros to build data centers in France. That is a staggering commitment, one of the largest single-country AI infrastructure bets in history. France, with its nuclear energy capacity, is becoming a favored destination for power-hungry AI compute. The European AI arms race is no longer just a story about regulation. It's a capital deployment story, and the numbers are extraordinary. And over at The Verge, AI grifters are now generating synthetic videos of fake black people to sell cheap goods on TikTok, using AI-generated faces and voices designed to exploit empathy and racial guilt. This is a real escalation in generative media misuse, combining synthetic identity fraud with social commerce manipulation. It's moving fast, it's hard to detect at scale, and it points to exactly the kind of harm that emerges when powerful generation tools meet low-trust, high-volume commerce platforms. Here's the big picture. AI infrastructure spending has never been larger. SoftBank alone is committing 75 billion euros to a single country. But the counterforces are organizing in new and serious ways. Community activists are mapping data centers. Creators are winning IP settlements. CEOs are being called out for hype-driven decisions. And regular people are switching search engines to opt out of AI-injected results. None of this stops the wave, but it will absolutely shape where it goes and who gets to benefit. Now, the business idea of the day, and this one is sharp. What the Brockovich story reveals is a massive suppressed demand signal. There is no good real-time intelligence platform for data center activity. Permits are public but scattered. Community signals are untracked. Municipalities, real estate investors, and advocacy groups are all flying blind. The opportunity, a B2B SaaS platform that aggregates permit filings, utility applications, public records, and community reports to give paying customers a real-time map of planned and operational data center activity. Before projects go public, who pays? Municipal planning agencies, commercial real estate developers who want early mover advantage near new facilities, and environmental advocacy groups that need verified intelligence to respond effectively. What makes it defensible? The aggregation, verification, and alerting layer is genuinely hard to build and maintain. Raw public data is scattered and inaccessible. With SoftBank committing 75 billion euros to France alone, this problem is now global and it's growing every quarter. This is a picks and shovels play for the AI infrastructure era, completely agnostic about which models or chips win. The land gets built on regardless. That's your AI morning brief for Monday, June 1st. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.